아니, 형님, 고개 동안은 르비기 타바 남기림바 냠솔렘바라 되네 땅은 고갈이 저거 저거를 와지나 동아시아단 디기주야디 남냠솔렘바라 되네 누구월에 디네자당은 남냠솔렘바 한도지 도다 텐션에 먹고 손실 세상 된지 수 되나 님보 추뒤시네야 한 제름에 제든 마도 자슐름은 진난마 한지도 손실과 된거 진마 나 어두시네 진마다 주거로와 다디에 슈에게 삼데 기생한지야 제 최년비 갑라 한지 내기 견숨다 튕긴 두시 죽된비 권에 한지 냥고래 세 다디네게 자 튕긴 두시 두시 죽기나네 한디스마 네, 시에 들려봤던 최고는
Good evening. So we're continuing to look at this remarkable text, the Middle Lambrum by Lama Tsongkhapa, in which he presents the stages for training our mind, or the stages for cultivating paths that will lead to the attainment of liberation from the sufferings of samsara. So this Middle Lambrum is a condensed presentation of the complete and unmistaken sequence of trainings to embark on so as to attain freedom from suffering in its entirety. Last week we continued to look at the chapter on how to listen to the Dhamma, and in particular we looked at the division on the actual way to listen, giving up the three faults of a vessel, and we started looking at relying on the six perceptions.
지금의 등기 전에 디기 주다나 나무 삼로 여기 규화 단위 전에 디기 주다 니여 반자 지금 등기 전에 다 부선 소바 디기 등기 대화다 아니 지금 동아 때는 몇 바지 쇠투에게 자나 자우기는 몇 바로와 몇 바래 내가 내가 뛰었을 펜바로 지 디기 주야다 뛰었을 내가 강아 시야 전 마도 등기 디기 주야다 아니 등기 동아 쇠투에 몇 친구 벌어야 되네 몇 바래 다 몇 년도 가르 두고 그래서 낭 삼로 돈에 교화당 고래 해서 그러다 당은 저기 지사 삼로 교화가 냈던 거는 삼로 땅상 림바 되네 진짜 땅 고래 해서다 남림이 냠링 림바 시도다 삼로 땅다 되네 진짜 땅 고래 두스네 삼로디 곰진의 열개 땅 고래 해서야지 디마 디순 고로와 당도
So all beings long to experience only happiness. No one wants to experience any problems or difficulties at all. And in terms of how to attain happiness, we tend to focus on transforming our outer world. But no matter what material possessions one has or material development that surrounds one, these only lead to temporary happiness, happiness that really doesn't last beyond just some moments. The lasting, sustained happiness that we long for, this only comes about through the radical transformation of our way of thinking. So the Tibetan word lamrim literally is the graduated stages of the path. And these are the graduated stages by which to train our mind so as to cultivate mental paths that lead to lasting happiness, a happiness that will never ever be punctuated by even a moment of suffering.
Dulolia, Jaguar of Chiba, not so what is in this could join him, Jigge, Jaguar Mevasuada. The name on the Subulia and Jigge, Jaguar of Chiba, Subutuish in the Mevasuga, and Dina Shendan on the same Laya, Nugin, Jaguar Masona, and the Carriers in Chinomo, Beriting, and the Yomo, but the Yomo, seven together, and the Chi Subu, Jaguanashi. Chisan di yin an zule gangan chi gore. Chisan di ma da jik dulo juba na xin chi ne deng an zuki di ma mewa suyo gore. Di mewa suyo ta di la sam dang ta di ni sam dang yu tuwa ne da mewa suyo gore sa chi hundu chi ne de sung gore ba deng an zui. Chisan di ni ki nyam ni yi rinpa chi ta di da lam rin sa di an zi di gore ne lo chan chi gore ba da.
Just like we wash our clothes or wash our body in order to take something that is dirty and make it clean, So too with our mind, in that our mind is polluted by other consciousnesses, namely those which are designated as afflictions, those which afflict our mind. So it's these that cause us pain and harm. These faulty ways of thinking are what cause all our troubles and emotional upheaval. So it's these that, just like when we clean dirty clothing or wash a dirty body, it's our mind that we need to cleanse or purify from these afflictions. And the way to do so is through training our mind in these graduated sequences of training, cultivating the paths, the lamarum, in our own continuum. As mentioned last week, we looked at the three faults of a vessel and came to the six perceptions. Of the six perceptions, we've covered the first three and are on the fourth. So the first was perceiving oneself as a patient. The second perception was perceiving the one expounding the Dharma as a doctor. The third perception is perceiving the instructions as medicine. And the one that we are on is perceiving persistent practice as the cure. So this is a skillful and therefore important presentation to become familiar with. Familiar in the sense of it being deeply integrated to our way of thinking so that it impacts on our perception. We need to recognize that we are ill, because generally people do not recognize the illness that the Dharma points out. So the illness that is being identified here and that we need to recognize for ourselves is the mere presence of the afflictions. That these minds which afflict us, or afflictions or delusions, these minds which afflict us or delude us, that Turkey alter our perception from reality, we need to recognize that these afflictions are the source of all our pain and suffering. So we need to recognize the role that these play in our life. This is how we come to recognize that we are patients and what the cause of our illness is. And to the extent that we recognize that it's our afflictions that cause all our misery and sorrow, we will focus on applying the medicine that is prescribed by the doctor. In other words, apply the teachings of the Buddha that's been prescribed by our teacher to transform our way of thinking. Because to the extent we're recognizing this inner process, we'll recognize that the outer world is not the source of our suffering and our pain. It is a faulty way of thinking. So to the extent we recognize this, we will want to apply the medicine that is being prescribed, the unmistakable and complete parts of the lamrim that we need to cultivate within us. And in terms of then of the outline that we are on, we will recognize that because of our long habituation to these afflictions, persistent practice is indispensable for the medicine, the teachings of the Buddha, to have the required impact on us. Therefore, mere occasional practice is insufficient, but persistency is indispensable.
Now,
turning to the text on the published book, it's page 23. The handout is a similar page number. So we, on the outline, perceiving persistent practice as the cure. So continuing where we completed last week, which is with a quotation from Praise of Confession. Our minds have utterly and continually been obscured, and for long we have perpetuated the disease. How can a leper whose hands and feet are falling off derive any benefit from only rarely taking his medicine?
Look at the first line. Our minds have utterly and continually been obscured. This then draws our mind to an important point, that since beginningless time, we have been obscured, our mind has been obscured by the afflictions, primarily that of ignorance, which obscures us from perceiving reality, and from that, all the other afflictions, such as anger and attachment, arise. So recognizing, we need to recognize that this has been our lived experience for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And therefore, we are deeply habituated to misperceiving reality. And this has been the case for many lifetimes. It is the case right now as well. And this continues with the second line. And for long, we have perpetuated the disease. The disease being that of the afflictions, primarily that of ignorance, which have afflicted our very perception of reality.
Tanga ね、で、ちゃんとまれやろ、これ、じゃ、ね、で、面で、もうちょい、ね、あの、もうちょいね、てんごごろ、まと、たんがらね、ねがぶんせやちごごろ、じゃ、ねがぶんてんばぜみ、もうちょい、まてんばな、なぜちゃとむのは、じゃ、なぜでちゃやら、め、もうちょい、てんごごろ、それ、てんごごろ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ、べてしゃるわ。だ ဒီဇံကြီးကိုမက်စ်မဲ့ပါဆိုသူ့မှာလဲစဒါမူဒီဂျင်းနဲ့သွန်ကြီးမူဒီဂျင်းနဲ့ကိုဂျင်းဘလမဆောင်နခေါရုံကြီးညံနေကြီးဂျင်းဘတ်ပါဘန်းဒီကြရမကိုနမချဘာမလာဒီနေ့ကညာဝချင်းညံနေချေခေါ်ဒီကြပါနဲ့ကိုမဲ့ပါကဆိုရင်ညမတူဆင်းကြီးပါသူရဲဆဲဆုံခေါ်ရော
The first two lines are then illustrated in the second two lines. How can a leper whose hands and feet are falling off derive any benefit from one rarely taking his medicine? The illustration is quite clear that if someone is afflicted by a severe illness such as leprosy or Hansen's disease, they need to one seek out treatment from a skilled physician and then having been well diagnosed, follow the medical treatment prescribed, follow it precisely and continuously. If they only every now and again remember to apply the medicine, no surprise, they will not heal. So the meaning of this illustration is that we are similar to a leper in that we are also afflicted by illness, in particular, whilst not from leprosy, but from the three poisons, ignorance, anger, and attachment. And as these have been afflicting our mind since beginningless times, lifetime after lifetime, we are deeply habituated to them. Therefore, to the extent we recognize how deeply habituated we are to these afflictions, we come to recognize that occasional application of the antidotes or applying of the Dharma will not have much impact. Occasional attempts are insufficient. We need to consistently apply the Dharma to our mind, consistently and vigorously, in order to bring about the radical transformation that we long for.
Nyamlin mutin chekukur es, dine zan deda na, san dine chekubayin zada, deda na, rang la neba tabi dushi shindu kai che de es. De yue na, shen nam jang jung yun la. De, cik samdo sona, nyomomba sewi chidu, dambi gi, duen midubar ras, nyamba sam shidu gyurwe, menba zene, men mitungwar, men jirwa, konar lul lang ne, Nebi Nele Mitavata and Jawar Dingizin Jebole Sunshings.
Coming to the paragraph beneath the quotation, the perception of oneself as a patient is key. If it is present, the other perceptions will also arise. However, if the instructions remain mere words, without their meaning being accomplished so as to eliminate the mental afflictions, you will remain a mere listener. The King of Concentration Sutra says that you will be like a patient who is not cured, but having sought a doctor, seeks out only the medical treaties and does not take the medicine.
Ah, dene zada dene ki dushie di rangla neba tabi dushie sadi be masi kichimu shushri esti shindo rangla neba tabi dushie di shindo kache war es. Di gachimbo res, di yaqo chungba yina, ane di yuena xiannam chungla, si di zizade rangi neba tabi dushi di yaqo chungla, ane chue dunba pali menba tabi dushi ta, chue sunbi tamga dili men tabi dushi, ane di nende nyamso lamba la dini nesu dushi di ki ku yungu res, warda yungu res, zizade disu yungu koron chungi le yungu res, zizade tangbo ngang zibila neba tabi dushi kiya di gachimbo shi res.
As it says in the first two sentences here, that the first of the four of the six perceptions, recognizing that one oneself is a patient, this is crucial, because to the extent that one recognizes that one is afflicted,
One will seek out the a doctor and seek out the prescription and apply it. And to the extent that one recognizes that one is ill, one will apply the treatment, the Dharma, with vigor. So this first step of recognizing that one as a oneself as a patient is crucial. As the text clearly states here, that the perception of oneself as a patient is key. So this point needs to really be emphasized, be hammered home by ourselves. We need to recognize that the three poisons continuously torment us. And it's these three poisons that bind us into these suffering realms of samsara. And that isn't just something that is the case right now, or for as long as we can remember. But it was in our previous life, our life previous to that, and previous to that, throughout beginningless time. It's our own afflictions that have been causing us all our pain and torment. And under the influence of these afflictions, we create the causes that sort of strengthen our binds in the suffering realms of samsara. And moreover, when we express these afflictions through our physical behavior or our way of speaking, we all too often bring added harm and pain into the lives of others. So the role of our afflictions or the extent of our illness, this we have to recognize for ourselves. Because to the extent that we recognize that the cause of our pain and our misery is within us and it is continuously within us, we will seek out a skilled doctor because we want treatment. Wanting treatment, then, we will apply it when it is prescribed. This is what we need to, where we need to get to. And we can, to the extent that we have recognized this, we will already be applying the medicine. To the extent we haven't, we will still be looking to blame outer circumstances for our own pain and misery.
하고나 하 디세게 탑람디 제이레스 제자디고 수시 송구도 탑람 수 송구세데 개회신이 라마 땡호르 제자데 멤버 다보데 라신이 리고 도시리레 제자데 멤버들이 데멘데데 멘다보데 라미게 담가 수디 디디셔고 송노디 디니 마 담가디 라용으로 담가라도디 고냠슬리네 낸데 멘지 낸데 냠슬리아바데 리고도아스 제자디네 자데 디 수수귤라 Yomo dusum, Marazu, Dunga, Yomu, Yomo dusum, Bade, Maza Hako, Hoeda, Marazu, Gula, Digi, Kanga, Tigu, somebody, Digi, Hako, Hoed, Kiachimorshimores, Tushiasa, Marazu, Negula, Yomo dusum, Digi, Nugore, Din, that did Yomo dusum, Digi, Nadu, Yore, Sambig, somebody, Nick, Nazuli, Gidina, somebody, Yugo, or Esso, that diga, Kiachimores, they did.
If we think of someone whose body inside is riddled with illness and disease, but they perhaps have no idea, they haven't yet even noticed the effects of the disease abiding within, or if they have, they think, well, that's just normal, or they think there's nothing that can be done about it, and they go about their life. They will not be seeking medical treatment, because they haven't recognized they are ill, or they just think, well, that's how it is. Whereas a person in the same situation who has come to recognize that they're ill, and they also know that there is something that can be done about it, they will seek out a medical professional, and with joy they will receive their prescription and will apply it. So between those two, we can see which is the more skilled person, who is in the better circumstance. One has hope. The other situation is pitiful. So in our case, to the extent that we recognize that we are ill, we are afflicted by these three poisons of anger, attachment, and ignorance, to the extent that we recognize this, we will seek out teachings and receive these spiritual instructions with joy and eagerness, because we yearn to transform our mind, and knowing that we have the capacity to gain freedom from this pain, we will with joy receive the spiritual instructions, and with eagerness we will apply them. So therefore it's important that we need to be aware that we are patients, that these three poisons afflict us at all, and be aware of this at all times, so that we have as our focus of our attention the eradication of our own afflictions, rather than trying to change the outer world.
The name is the Chisan Dunga Yun Yu Kala Ju Yomo Padi, Kari Yomu Padi, Gudi Hako Wachi Horez, Di Hakona, and the Bang Hut Sambe Samra Kigres, Di Gedu and Gom Lam Yam Nanchi Horez, Di Nashin Sung Chibara, that is so, De Garsore, in Rana Neva Tepu, Dushi Gachimore, Sidu, Chisan Rangi Gula, Yomo Dusumji, Ne Yomo Dusumji, Ganga Tigu about Hako Horez, Chisan Yomo Dusum Hako. 지상아도 강아요야 규차도 녀모 두스마 하고요도 안디 메바서 탑란레 베스 시고 그래 사실 단 대소 차산 코한테 나르스 마선 지고 차고도 와
Another way that this is commonly expressed is to refer to Buddha Shakyamuni's first teaching on the Four Noble Truths, where he taught that the truth of suffering needs to be known. One needs to recognize that we are suffering, and the extent of it, not just the coarse levels, but the subtler levels too. And to the extent that we recognize suffering, naturally, our mind will turn to the second noble truth, that of the origin. What is the cause? Why do we suffer like this? Why do these unwanted circumstances keep befalling us? And there, we come to recognize it is these afflictions, these three poisons, anger, attachment, ignorance, that cause us all our pain. They are the origin of all our suffering. And the Buddha taught that the origins need to be abandoned, and that there can be cessation is possible And this needs to be cultivated. It needs to be attained. And how so? Through cultivating the path. The fourth noble truth. So to the extent that one recognizes that the origin of our suffering is these afflictions, we will apply ourselves to the path. And there is a clear dependency here. The strength that we recognize that the afflictions cause all our pain and misery. To that extent, we'll readily apply ourselves to cultivating the paths in our mind, the lamrim in our mind.
And in him, the six of the son is, Nyomo be say we chill to who said, and then be doing me to bars. The six of the son is, Nyomo be say we chill to, then be doing me to bar. The six で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、 ཁྱི དང ར སྲང 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 ར སྲ
The verse, the paragraph continues. However, if the instructions remain mere words without their meaning being accomplished so as to eliminate the mental afflictions, you will remain a mere listener. This we need to take to heart, because it's imperative to hear teachings so that we can come to recognize the pervasiveness of suffering that we experience, coarse and subtle levels, and recognize the origin of this suffering and learn what we can do about that. So hearing is imperative. However, here we are being warned that if we merely hear that the teaching occasion is seen more as just an event where information is imparted and received, then the instructions will remain mere words without their meaning being accomplished. And the meaning is, of course, to eliminate our suffering, the mental afflictions. The purpose, the reason people seek out the teachings, the reason everyone sits in a teaching environment or reads a Dharma text, is because they want freedom from suffering. So the purpose of receiving teachings is to transform one's mind and gain freedom from suffering. This is the same purpose behind which the teachings are given, what the motivation is for the giving of teachings, which is the elimination of suffering. So therefore, it's imperative one doesn't leave this reception of information as mere information, but rather also applies it, integrates it to our very way of thinking.
And
So here we are being encouraged not to remain a mere listener, but to actually put the Dharma into practice. In other words, to cultivate it in our mind. So to repeat from the previous segment, we receive these teachings in order to eliminate our afflictions. That's why one receives spiritual instructions. And likewise, the spiritual instructions are given so as to enable the students to eradicate their afflictions. So they are given and received with the same motivation, the same purpose. So therefore, fulfill that purpose. Don't waste this opportunity. Don't remain a mere listener.
Then the King of Concentration Sutras presents the same meaning through an illustration. You will be like a patient who is not cured, but having sought a doctor, seeks out only the medical treatise and does not take the medicine.
Seeing this illustration, there's no one who would say that, oh, this is a very wise patient who didn't follow the advice they were given, but merely just took the medical treatise and did nothing with it. So we should learn from this, apply it to ourselves, see that it's how important it is to recognize the role that the afflictions play, afflicting, tormenting our mind, distorting our mind. And to the extent we recognize this, we will then readily apply ourselves to the treatment. We'll put the Dharma teachings we receive into practice. We'll meditate on them repeatedly over time. And in this way, we will change. In this way, we will heal.
So here it's possible that one may see this and a misunderstanding may arise. One may think, I can't meditate. Meditation is something I find really difficult. So perhaps for me then, receiving teachings, I should rather not even bother receiving teachings, because it says here, I need to receive teachings and meditate on what I'm receiving. But if I find meditation too difficult, then, well, let me just give up on the whole thing and not even bother with the teachings.
지난
So ideally, we are meant, not even ideally, what we are supposed to do is meditate on what we are hearing. But that doesn't mean that there is no benefit to only hearing. Because there will be times where one only hears, but is not able to meditate on what one has heard. So certainly, it doesn't mean that if one cannot meditate on something, there's no need to hear teachings on it or study it.
Earlier in this chapter, we looked extensively at the benefits of hearing and recalled that the word hearing, as it is in the book, it can be translated as listening, can also mean studying. So the same word we can understand as hearing, listening, and studying. So here, we need to be clear that what is being said here is precisely the correct meaning, that one has to receive teachings, receive spiritual instructions, and meditate on them. That is how I meditate on them with vigor and extensively over a protracted period. That is how transformation will come. That being said, though, in order to meditate, one has to have heard extensively. So therefore, if one tries to meditate without having studied, one's meditation will not bring much result. So even if a particular topic is something that one is not putting into meditation practice right now, one still should study it or hear teachings on it, because by doing so, one will come to understand it better, and thereby the wish to overcome the obstacles that prevent one from meditating on it will arise, and thereby one will do so. So therefore, it's through meditation that the mind is transformed. But for one to be able to meditate successfully, one needs to have heard or listened or studied previously. So therefore, ideally, these two should be done together, hearing and meditating. But for some subjects, one will need to hear or study extensively before one is able to put it into meditation practice.
Or
In the same way that we rely on a mirror to tell if our hair is a mess or not, or our face is dirty or not, we need to rely on the mirror of the Dharma, the mirror of that comes through hearing teachings, to understand our own mind, to understand whether our mind is in the direction of virtue or non-virtue, whether our mind is tending towards the wholesome or the unwholesome. Without the mirror of the Dharma, which comes through hearing, you will just, like most people, go through life unaware of this rich inner world. So for example, it is through hearing or listening or studying that one comes to understand with vivid clarity the faults of anger and attachment, how they arise, and the harm that they bring to oneself in this life, past lives, future lives, and through our expression of these afflictions, the harm we bring to others. Similarly, it's through hearing or listening or studying that we come to recognize what wholesome minds are, such as love and compassion, that what their benefits are, how to develop them, and so forth. So all of this only comes to be known through extensive hearing.
So if we've seen in this paragraph, that it's crucial that we recognize that we are ill, that our mind is afflicted. To the extent we recognize that, we will seek out a skilled practitioner and want to be desperate to receive the medical treatment, to apply the medical treatment that's prescribed. So what is the medical treatment that is prescribed? Well, these, you've heard many times in the past, but in brief, these the spiritual instructions you'll receive from the doctor, from the teacher, will be first discussion about the impermanence of this life.
Then turning our mind towards refuge in the three jewels, looking at cause and effect, the need to accumulate virtue and purify past non-virtue, to come to understand the suffering nature of samsara in its entirety, both the suffering as well as its causes, and then thereby to recognize that this can be brought to an end. How so? The cultivating the path. And here, definite emergence will arise. The determination to emerge from these suffering realms of samsara. And thereby, one engages in the trainings on ethical restraint, in particular ethical restraint of restraining one's body, speech, and mind, as well as generosity, patience, joy, perseverance, concentration, and the wisdom realizing selflessness. Thereafter, further spiritual instructions are given on how to cultivate love and compassion and bodhicitta. So all of these are the medicine that is prescribed in the spiritual teachings by our teachers. This is what we are to put into practice. The meaning of Buddha's practice is taking all of these and cultivating them in our mind, cultivating the mind's realizing impermanence, refuge, cause and effect, and so forth, cultivating these within. This is what the practice we need to engage in. And in fact, what I've just mentioned there, all the trainings to engage in, is the subject matter of our text here, the middle lamrim, and it is the subject matter of its the larger companion, the great lamrim. So the text is divided into the trainings which are, firstly, into the trainings which are shared with a practitioner of initial capacity. So these include impermanence of this life, refuge, cause and effect. And then comes the second section, which is the trainings that are shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity. So these include coming to recognize the sufferings of the various realms of samsara, as well as the origins behind the sufferings, and all to lead towards the development of the mind of definite emergence, where one is definite about the need to emerge from these suffering realms of samsara. And then one comes to the third section, the trainings that are unique to a practitioner of greatest capacity. So these trainings all build one on top of the other. And the unique trainings of a practitioner of great capacity start with impartiality, recognizing our close and intimate relationship with all beings, the kindness that they have shown us in our direct and indirect relationships, developing thereby the wish to repay that kindness, and how to do so. We cultivate love, compassion, eventually the altruistic attitude of universal responsibility and bodhicitta. With bodhicitta generated, one then is engages in the six perfections of generosity, ethical restraint, patience, joyous perseverance, concentration, and the wisdom realizing emptiness. So that, in brief, is the major outlines of our entire text, what lies before us.
In Madhua, dere young dere rasa, many rabdu sambo, chu shi jang,
This is then presented in another quotation from the same text. If after I have explained the excellent Dharma and you have heard it, you do not apply it well, you will be like those patients whose pouches are full of medicine, but who still do not cure their own diseases. This is Sutra's quotation. So when it says in the first line, after I, so this refers to after Buddha Shakyamuni has explained the excellent Dharma and you have heard it. So here, the Buddha is saying to us that after I have explained the complete and unmistaken trainings, all of which you have now heard and you understand how to cultivate them, and they are all within your capacity to cultivate them, that means that you have within the palm of your hands the very real possibility of attaining liberation. You can do this now. You have the information. You have the capacity. But if you do not apply it well, liberation will not be achieved.
Mm.
Then those first two lines are explained in the illustration. You will be like those patients whose pouches are full of medicine, but who still do not cure their own diseases. Yo, we would look at such a person as foolish. They've been given the ideal medicine that will heal them from their disease. And you know it will work because it's worked for so many people before. They also know it works because they have confidence in the doctor who prescribed it. But yet, they don't take the medicine out of the bag and eat it. And therefore, they cannot heal. So that is the position we should not find ourselves in.
Nyomo dusum ti da ko dunga chasa rangshen chama kanga nyoya di nyamo tusum de de yungore cheza da sosukila de cha da khonro nyamo ba yore digi kien chen de sosle yungore chen ya ne chen sim je chen da digi na nyamo tusum ma ba ma yin za nu khonro sa yore digi kien chen ne chi nyamo ba che che ma chi ba cha da dunga yo ya di le nga ba sa de yungro ba che de ne za da de ne de wa ji de dunga yo ya de ko ye dunga se de dunga de le de ne yungore cheza dunga de le de ta gu gu wa da ta gu gu re cheza da ta ya de Kebi nubat suru yore sene, ane jamnyo konjo sumlo yore senpeke da, duz chene samdaanje, jamnyo konjo kurwe dunga tatale kebi nubat jamnyo konjo sumlo yore senpeke jamra samdaan, dele yore cheta jamnyo konjo sumlo kyobure senpeke ichi cheche, duz kyobure senpeke dene samdaanje nga to komiya di, da kanji kurwe gyenji da, di gyen thwayake, seyake nubat suru yore sene, jamnyo konjo sumlo yore se yendendi, konjo sumlo yendendi da, Yende nga den ju gi milu jin bu che sa de pe ya ko re san da de den de le ya ji ge yuen de da nyam nen ka re chi na ju tu ye gi tin cha ba chi ye de san bi ge de ni gi sung wa la mi ge sung wa na xin su su na sam da je ma ji da lu tin de le tin ga ru ju be na gom ga re xian na cha tu ye tin cha ba chi ne de de le ya da ge wa chi ma milu ji sa da mi go ba to ju ba na tin de le ju tu go re ta ba de to ba ye go ba ju na tin de le ya Leading Delet in Andrew Tugore, Sanjo Gomadu in a leading Delet in Andrew Tugore, the leading embassy, Sachimo, Shuji, Resha, Tangana, Tene Yobet Bay, or Resha, Sambig, Soso, Kawakomiada, Duches, Kawakom. The name is Dendela, Chuji Maton, Dendelia, Lam Yamling Ribating, that in the part, Duchina, Gomgi in Simicator, Debug, Pine, the Kawak, Sought to the Sagi in Sambig, Duchina, Samda. The Nigi, Masavan, Dengi, Dendi, Midawas, Sedanko Koji, Jidu Gore, Sedangi, that the day Yuba Yahoo Yuba, the Beji Apoch, Tamatovena, and the Kojiro, Meba Chasona, Mahobana, the Nigi, Rag, that the Yahoo Majin Rahabu Gorwas, and be the Nigi Sam Davena, then you Ludin Chimbo Zachimba Samita, the Nigi de Midawa Imba Sam Davena, then Yamlin Chi Rimbachik, the Sumoja, the Supama to do, Sam Dai, the Yachimo Chagorwa.
So the way that we should start to utilize this opportunity well is we've heard that meditation based on what we've heard or what the teachings we received is crucial. So here then I encourage you to start by recognizing the role that afflictions play in your life, recognizing that it is because our mind is afflicted, our mind is deluded, that we suffer. Recognize that it's because we misperceive reality that attachment arises, that anger arises, and that this has been the case throughout our life, and in fact since beginningless time. This is why I suffer. This is why those around me suffer. This is why those that I see acting in such obviously destructive ways, why they are doing so. Their mind has been obscured by their afflictions, as is mine. This is why I am suffering and will continue to do so. We need to recognize that what binds us in this process of uncontrolled rebirth, always with the potential danger of falling to the lower realms, what binds us into this situation is our own afflictions. Then when this recognition arises within us in a powerful way, turn your mind to the three jewels. So here the practice is called going for refuge. So this word refuge is better understood as protection. So we turn our mind to the three jewels, recognizing that they have the capacity to guide us, to attain or develop within us a state where we are freed of suffering and thereby gain protection from suffering through their guidance. So going for refuge means going to the three jewels for guidance to attain perfection, protection to attain protection from suffering. And to the extent that we trust that the three jewels have the capacity to guide us in this way, to that extent that we have the mind going for refuge, the mind seeking to cultivate our inner protection. Thereafter, so that's the second meditation, or the second step in the meditation. The third, then, is to recognize our own incredible capacity. We all have attained a precious human rebirth, which is marked by many freedoms and endowments, including this remarkable human intelligence. So with this incredible capacity, we can do so much. We can do so much more than what we perceive in our everyday life. We can do something that is actually beyond our own imagination, in that through applying these teachings, all of which are within our capacity, we can attain a state of peace that we have never experienced. Lasting, stable peace of mind. The bliss of liberation, the bliss of enlightenment. This we can achieve. It is within our capacity. Recognizing this, then, in the third step of the meditation, a joy will arise, a joy in our potential. And accompanying this joy, or rather following this joy, is a confidence in what we can do. And this inner confidence is of great importance, because it will give us the strength of mind to turn away from distractions that we are so habituated to, and rather focus on what's important. But to add to this, to add strength to this, we then reflect on impermanence of this life, this impermanence of this opportunity, and that we cannot delay, we cannot procrastinate. We need to apply ourselves now.
Sinan genim gochu de kyeb tube taro res, chue gochu de kyeb ngwe res, chue gochu de ngana zikile kiyo du, nu kowa le thaya ta di, dhoya di, di, ngwene di ligorwa che chue gochu. Sinan de chue gochu leya di ngana zuki da tarpa sene, ngana zuki sem khurong, jida sem khurong, zaiwi gir, rangshin khurong, nyomo pa gyun thamche den chawa res, se gyun me, gyunye mako pa, rangshin sangye re chato res, Rangshin Sangye-dang, Ngarazhu Semgye Rangshin Yidila, Khyabar Yomarez, Semgye Rangshin Yidila. Yine-da Sangye-gye Semgye Rangshin, Nyumabu Ngarazhu-gye, Da Gariyo Semgye Rangshin-da, Gyun Tamshiye Magoba Re-de, Ngarazhu-gye Semkoro-le, Lobur-gye-dima, Lobur-gye-le, Lobur-gye-dimi-gye pa Dum-che-de-yo-rez. Che-san-da, Dangma-dangye-yimba-dila, Chik Lobur-gye-dima, Tok-pa-chatang-gwe-shin, Dum-ne-de-de-ba-rez. 제가 드니게 로버기 디메디게 파 세고고레 디메바스고레 디메바 당로스 사소나 메바스 사소나 아니 셈디 직파 랑신 세부디 레옹 통고로 봐 다다 가서 랑신 디고 균 함제 마고 봐 디네야 로버기 디미 파 파 디마 당 코로나 당고에 당 사번나 바샤 차다 이 둠 지내고 통해 메바스 되게 지제 다 통해 지 와데 드니 지어 봐 통해 메바스 되 제가 디기다 동작이 卷巴下的把动掉把的，你怎么说的？如果马上呢，注意些怎么说的，心里怎么说的？其实你怎么说的？他所说让人的说的嘛多，现在给这说突然明白了，但所说给心怎么说的？所说让人我们接不接？那你心讲眼眼皮就搞些怎么说话？结果的，接着的，在上一个的说的，你那个人都上不去，谁讲是看上人家怎么说他个人不？
The three jewels of refuge, The first is the Buddha jewel. So the Buddha is the founder, the founding teacher. The third jewel, the Sangha, they are our companions, those who guide and accompany us on our spiritual development. The second jewel, the Dharma, that is the actual refuge. So the first, the Buddha, is the founder, the teacher. The third, the Sangha, are our companions. And the Dharma is the actual refuge. Or instead of refuge, we can translate it as protection. So the Dharma is the actual protection. This is what we cultivate within us. And by cultivating the Dharma within us, we gain protection from suffering. We develop our own protection from suffering. And where we develop the Dharma, of course, is in our mind, hearing teachings and reflecting on them, meditating on them, becoming ever more habituated to the varying aspects of the Dharma. In this way, we transform our mind. So actually, the nature of our mind and the nature of the mind of the Buddhas is no different. They are identical. The only difference, and it is a major difference, is that our mind is obscured by the adventitious afflictions. So these afflictions that obscure our mind so, they are temporary, they are adventitious, which means they can be removed. So our mind is only temporarily afflicted. And therefore, by applying the teachings, cultivating them within our mind, we will slowly remove the layers of obscuration that obscures the true nature of our mind. And eventually, when one attains the state of liberation or even the state of omniscience, our pure nature of our mind will shine through. And we'll be able to act in accordance with our real nature, act in accordance with reality. So who is it that can purify our own mind? It's no one other than ourselves. The Buddha, in fact, said quite explicitly that he cannot remove our suffering. He cannot wash away our obscurations. Only we ourselves can do that.
tebata mayimba, dönyamsu lengure ise, geçimbure esonya deyida, dene samdadi, duşçine nazoy tebe, dönyamsu lembadi, döndadi de duşçine, nakoye geçimbure esongorva, dirhva da dönda.
Furthermore, in the meditation, when you're reflecting on refuge, you can also recall the many qualities of the Buddha, as well as the great kindness that he showed beings, and thereby build that further by looking at one's own spiritual teachers, one's own lamas, and recalling their tremendous qualities and kindness. And when a sense of deep appreciation as well as closeness arises within you towards the Buddha and one's lamas, make the commitment to them, I will not harm others. I will not harm others through my physical behavior, my speech, or even my way of thinking. So this is the mind of ethical restraint, where you commit to not performing harm. And if your expression is, I won't harm others, it includes, I will not harm myself. Moreover, make the commitment, I'll make the very most of this precious human rebirth, which includes not creating the causes for further suffering, and now by the promise I've already made that I won't bring harm to others, I help to reduce the possibility of creating causes for further suffering. And then thereafter reflect extensively on the sufferings of samsara, recognizing that no matter where one finds oneself in, or whatever situation, there is suffering as long as one is bound in samsara. There is no peace to be found. And the suffering that one experiences all comes from that same cause of the afflictions. It's these afflictions that have been and continue to be and will continue to torment us until we destroy them, cut them loose. Here we give rise to definite emergence, the determination to emerge from these suffering realms of samsara. When that has risen powerfully in you, you're ready to then make your mind even more expansive, recognizing that every other person is in the same position as you, tormented by the afflictions, but longing to be freed from this torment. And generate the wish, may they be freed of all forms of suffering. May they be free of their afflictions and their causes. May they have, and thereafter, that's a mind of compassion. Thereafter generate the mind of love. May all beings abide in peace. May they only cultivate causes for happiness. Take these minds of love and compassion, developing them further, to the point where one feels merely wishing for the well-being of others is insufficient. I need to help others. I need to provide them guidance in how to cultivate the causes of happiness and abandon the causes for suffering. I have to do that. This is my responsibility. But to actually fulfill this, I need to become a Buddha because I'm not yet skilled enough. I need to eradicate my own afflictions and develop my own good qualities so I can be of real use to others, and thereby develop bodhicitta. And thereafter, one concludes with the meditation on the six perfections. So these are all the steps. You can do them slowly or briefly. But what's important is that you do the meditation repeatedly over a sustained period. So some days, if time is restricted, just do it quickly like we've done now. Other days where you have more time, spend more time on these various steps. But what's crucial is the repeated reflection. Repetition is imperative, because this word meditation has as its synonyms habituation or familiarization. Because what we're trying to do is develop our habituation to wholesome, virtuous ways of thinking, and thereby break our habituation to unwholesome, non-virtuous ways of thinking. And this is how we take the words that we've received, these spiritual instructions, and we put them into practice. We cultivate them in our own hearts. This is how we ensure that we are not just mere listeners, and we do not leave this precious opportunity empty-handed. Then thank you. We'll conclude there for tonight and continue tomorrow morning. Thank you.